Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Robbie Ryan has won the Republican runoff election for the Dade County District 1 Commission seat. According to unofficial results from the Dade County Board of Elections, Ryan received 1,073 votes, or 66% of the vote, while Jane Dixon received 551 votes, or 34%. The runoff was required after no candidate received a majority in the May primary election. With no Democratic candidate in the race, Ryan is expected to become the next District 1 Commissioner following the November general election. Election officials reported 100% of precincts had been counted last night. In Jackson County, pending official certification of election results, Lieutenant Craig Holcomb has won the Republican runoff election for Jackson County Sheriff. Unofficial returns show Holcomb defeating Chief Deputy Eric Woodall to secure the Republican nomination. The victory comes after the two candidates advanced to a runoff following last month's primary election. Holcomb maintained a strong lead throughout the evening as precincts reported their results. The sheriff's race was one of the most closely watched local contests in Northeast Alabama, drawing significant attention from voters across Jackson County. A Northwest Georgia man will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars. Chris Goforth tells us more.
A Walker County jury has convicted a 68-year-old man on 16 counts of sexual exploitation of children after a three-day trial in Superior Court. Mark Anthony Williams was found guilty June 3rd after investigators uncovered hundreds of thousands of images and videos of child sexual abuse material during a search of his Walker County home. The investigation began with a tip in Catoosa County that later led detectives to Williams. Prosecutors said evidence also showed Williams abused a child. Judge Chris Arndt sentenced Williams to the maximum allowed under Georgia law, 300 years in prison, followed by 20 years of sex offender probation. Acting District Attorney Deanna Reisman said prosecuting child predators remains a top priority for her office.
That's Chris Goforth reporting. Amazon is expanding its presence in the Chattanooga area with plans for a delivery station in Lookout Valley. The company plans to build a 200,000-square-foot facility on Cummings Road near Interstate 24. Construction is underway, and the delivery station is expected to begin operations in 2028. According to Amazon, the facility will support package processing and last-mile delivery operations and is expected to create about 300 jobs. Hamilton County Mayor Weston Wamp says the project further strengthens Hamilton County's position as a major logistics hub and will create new opportunities for working families. Chattanooga Mayor Tim Kelly says the facility will help create jobs and support economic growth throughout the region. Dade County motorists are enjoying some of the lowest gas prices in Georgia as fuel costs continue to fall. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the Dade County area is about $3.57 a gallon. Among some of the lowest averages reported statewide, Dalton, the only nearby market, reporting a similar average at about $3.61 a gallon. Statewide, gas prices have dropped 8 cents over the last week and are down 25 cents compared to a month ago. AAA says declining crude oil prices have been the primary factor behind the recent decreases. The statewide average for regular gasoline is about $3.76, while the national average is $4.07. The Braves game against the Giants last night postponed early in the game. The plan is to pick up where they left off this afternoon about 2 o'clock. We'll pick up the broadcast for the Braves Network this afternoon right here. Following the completion of yesterday's game will be today's regularly scheduled game against the Giants. So plenty of Braves baseball starting around 2 o'clock this afternoon here on your home of the Braves for three decades, Classic Hits, KWIN. In the College World Series, the Georgia Bulldogs got the win against Texas in the elimination game last night, the final 2-0. Georgia now faces Oklahoma again this evening. The Dogs have to win to stay alive. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.